Today's daf is Brachas Daf Lamed Hey, and we are about 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Dalet Omid Beis, the two dots, Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza and Le'ilu Nishmas Refol Yitzchak Ben Kloinemis Kalman. So the end of the Mishnah earlier in the Omid said, Amru Olav al Rab Chanina ben Doisa. It was said regarding Rab Chanina ben Doisa, Shahoyim Mispalo ala Chaylam. He used to daven for Chaylam, for Oimer, and he would say, after he davened, Ze Chay Vze Mes. So he knew somehow which Chayla that he was davening for was going to have a refuah, and which chayla that he was davening for was not going to have a refuah. Amr Leidi told him, "Minayin at your day? How do you know this?" Amr Lehem, he said, "Im shkura tefilasei b'fi. If my tefillah goes well, if it's smooth, if I have the proper kavana, yoydei ani shehu mekubal. I know that my tefillah is going to be answered. Im lav, if it doesn't go well, yoydei ani shehu meturah. If I know that my tefillah is going to be thrown away, I know that it's not going to be answered." So the Gemara begins with the brisa that elaborates on this power that Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa had. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Ma'isa Shechol ben Oishel Rabbi Gamliel. It was a story that Rabbi Gamliel, the Nasi's son, was sick. Shige Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, Eitz Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, Levakish Olav Rachamim. And he sent two Talmidei Chachamim to go to Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa and to request that Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa daven for Rabbi Gamliel's son. Kivin Shura Oisam. As soon as Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa saw these two Talmidei Chachamim, Olo La'aliyah, he immediately went up to his attic, Ubikesh Olav Rachman. Meaning he somehow anticipated, he understood why they were there, and he began to daven. Biridasa, when he came down, Amalemi told him, Luchu, go home. You don't have to tell me anything. You can tell Rabbi Gamliel everything is fine. His son is going to live. His fever broke. Everything's okay. Amr Leidi told him, V'chi Navi Ata? Are you a Navi? I mean, this was an incredible moifus. Amr Leidi told him, Navi Anoichi, V'loi Ben Navi Anoichi. Elo, Kach Mekublani. I have a Messiah. If Shkura Tfilas B'fi, if my Tfilah goes well, Yoidei Anishu Mekubal, I know it's going to be answered. V'm Laman, if it doesn't go well, Yoidei Anishu Meturuf, I know that it's not going to go well. Yashu V'kasu V'kivnu Oysasha. So these two Talmid Chachamim, they wanted to see how good Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa really was. So they wrote down all the details of the story. They even wrote down the exact time that this happened. Ukishabois Rabbi Gamliel, when he got back to Rabbi Gamliel, Omer Lehem Rabbi Gamliel told him, Ha'avoyta, a Lashon Shvua, Lo'yichisartem V'lo'yichisartem. Every single thing you just described is what happened. Kacha Yomaisa, Ba'oisa Shah, at the very time that Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa said everything's okay, Chotzos Eichama, everything became okay. V'sholon Omai Mlishtois, and my son asked me for some water, and he had a refuah shalema. V'shut Maisa, well, there's another story, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Shaholach lu Moitoyre, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and this next Gemara is a classic. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa himself went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, V'cholu b'noisha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Rosh Hashiva, his son became sick. Amrullah, so he went to Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did, and said, Chanina beni, my son Chanina. So this is the Rebbe talking to the Talmud. Bakish olav rachamim v'yichya, daven for my son. Hiniach roish ben Birkos, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, daven, ubikesh olav rachamim v'chaya. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son had a refuah. Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Ilmole hitiach ben Zakkai es roish ben Birkos. So he was referring to himself in the third person. Had ben Zakkai, meaning, had I myself davened, kol ayoyim kulay the entire day, lo yhoyu mashkichanov. They wouldn't have listened to me. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, his tefillah, it sounds like a very short tefillah. Hiniach roish ben Birkos, ubikesh olav rachamim. And he had a refuah. Amr Lo Yishtoi. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's wife told Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, V'chi Chanina gadol mimcha? Does that mean that Chanina, your Talmud, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa is greater than you? Amr Lo Yishtoi told him, La, no, he's not greater than me. So then what's going on over here? So he explained that Elohu doima ke'eved lefnei ha-melech. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa is like an eved in the presence of the king. Va'ani doima kisar lefnei ha-melech. I'm like a high-ranking official in the presence of the king. What's the difference? Says Rashi, the eved is a ben bias. Nichnas v'yoytze, Shalor b'shos. He's able to come in and out. He doesn't need permission. The sar, says Rashi, is enoi rogol for the fun of. He doesn't spend that much time in the presence of the king. Meaning, it's pashut, the sar is a higher ranking official than the eved is. The sar is a governor, he's a senator. He has a very important position. The eved is kishmoy kachu. He's an eved. But the eved was dreitzich by the melech. He could be nichnas v'yoytze in a way that even the sar can. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai told his wife, I'm a sar. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa is an eved. Meaning, he's not greater than me. But at the same time, because Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was an eved, he had the ability to manipulate things in ways that even I, the Tsar, don't have to. I have the ability to do. We'll get back to that in a minute. Says the Gemara. The person should daven in a house that has windows, shenemar, as the Pasuk says. This is one of the Psukim of Daniel's tefillah, where it says, V'chaven pesichon leba alisa neged Yerushalem. He used to daven in front of a window that was facing Yerushalayim. I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Chotzef alay man de matzli bebiksa. Someone that davens in an open area, like a field, it's considered a chutzpah. I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana also said, Chotzef alay man de mefarish chatoy. If somebody goes around and he tells people, he publicizes different averis that he does, that's also a chutzpah. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Ashrei nesui pesha kisui chata, that a person's supposed to cover and supposed to not go and publicize different averis that he does. And on that note, Hadron Allah ein oimdim. So before we start the next parak, the sixth parak of Masechtas Brachos, one of the most famous prakim in Shas, parak Ketza Mevarchiv, just one final ha'ara related to parak ein oimdim, specifically the Gemara that we just learned. So the Gemara tells a story about Rabbi Chanina ben Doiso, who went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'chola b'noish Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son became sick. Om Alois, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went to Rabbi Chanina ben Doiso, and he told him, Bakish ol v'racham v'yichya, please, daven for my son, that he should have a refuah. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina ben Doiso, daven, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son had a refuah. Said Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that what Rabbi Chanina ben Doiso just said, I could have never done. A short tefillah of Rabbi Chanina ben Doiso was more potent than had I davened the entire day. So his wife overheard this, and his wife said, Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand. Rabbi Chanina is the Talmud. You're the Rosh Yeshiva. Is he greater than you? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, no, he's not greater than me. Elohu doima ke'eved lefnei ha-melech, va'ani doima ke'sar lefnei ha-melech. So we just went through the Gemara. We explained the mashal. Rabbi Chanina ben Doiso is like the Eved. The Eved is lichnas v'yoytze. He has the king's ear on a dime. As opposed to the Tsar, even though he's higher ranking, he's on a higher pay grade, but at the same time, he doesn't necessarily always have the audience of the king. And as a result, an Eved can sometimes do things that even the Tsar can't. But the question is, as far as the Nimshol goes, what made Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai the Tsar, quote unquote? What made Rabbi Chanina ben Doiso the Eved? And what does a Tsar and an Eved even mean in the context of tzaddikim? So you have a tzaddik that's a sar, and you have a tzaddik that's an eved. What does this even mean? So I'll tell you a nice maramachim. Vilna Gaon, in his Pirish on Esther. So this is in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, where the Pasuk talks about Achashverosh's party. So he made a party. Also, Mishta L'chol Sarav V'Avadov. So on that Pasuk, L'chol Sarav V'Avadov. So the Vilna Gaon explains first what a sar is, then what an eved is. It's Zok the Vilna Gaon. V'zeo Sha'amra B'Gemara. And this is Pshat in the Gemara. V'chanin Godom imcha, amalei lav. Elohu doime ke'ebel lefnei ha-melech, va'adi ni doime ke'sar lefnei ha-melech. V'hine, says the Vilna Gaon, I quote, ha-gemara ha-zois enoi muvon. It's interesting. The Vilna Gaon didn't understand Pasha Pshat in this Gemara. Ma heishev al she'losa. At the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was greater. So what's his answer? No, I'm a sar, he's an eved. What does this even mean? It's funny, the Gaon was very bothered with Pasha Pshat in this Gemara. Ha-gemara ha-zois enoi muvon. Ma heishav al she'losa. Ulofi ma shekosafti, says the Vilna Gaon, asi shaper. Shesar is the punchline. What's a sar? Who are moishel b'toira? A sar in the context of tzaddikim is someone that's moishel b'toira. He's a Talmud Chacham. He's someone that's a Iker Harim. He's a Sinai. He's someone that is moishel in Torah. Ha'eved hu ha'oisik tamid b'yichudim ubetfilos vehem chasidim arishonim shoyu mispalelim bekavana gedola valze hishavla. This was what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai meant to say. Lav, it's not the pshat that he's greater than me, but we're different. I'm a sar, I'm a moishel batoira. He's oisik in yichudim and tfilos. He's from the chasidim arishonim that spent 9 hours a day davening, an hour before, an hour davening, an hour after, repeat 3 times every single day. So what? Because of the fact that he davened so much, his koyach hatfil is different. He's always talking to Hashem. He's always there. He's always shivisi Hashem lenegdi samet. And because of that, he's yochel lovei b'chaleis. It's something that he's able to do. I'm a sar. I'm moishel b'toira. Because I'm moishel b'toira, I don't spend so much time during davening. I don't have the same koyach hatfil that Rabbi Chanina ben Doiso had. Meaning, what's greater, to be a sar or an eved? The words themselves tell you everything you need to know. A sar is a sar and an eved is an eved. So for sure the sar is greater. V'salma toira keneged kulam. But at the same time, the eved has the ability to be nichnas v'yoytzei. What made Rabbi Chanina ben Dais an eved, says the Vilna Gaon. Again, I quote every word in the Vilna Gaon, every syllable. He was oisek tamid b'yichudim u'betfilois v'hem achasidim arishoynim shayu mispalalim b'kavona gedoyla. Who's the Sire Rabbi Yechim Zakai? Why? Because he was Moshel Batoira. It's not the same thing. The Sire is for sure greater. But here's the bottom line. When it comes to Tfilois, the Tzadikim that are Oisik and Yechudim, and Tfilois, and their Mispalo B'Kavon Gedoyla, they have a special Koyach when it comes to their Tfilois being answered, when it comes to being able to perform Moifsin. The Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Al HaTorah, and this is in Parshas Baal Loisra. So yesterday we spoke a little bit about Miriam. Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe, and then Miriam was afflicted by Tzaras. Moshe Rabbeinu davened the very short tefillah, Kel Na Rifa Nala. What was the Lashon Hara that Miriam spoke? So go through the psukim. The gist of it is, without going into too much detail, is that she somehow equated Nevuas Moshe to Sharon Aviyah. She said that, oh, my brother Moshe is an Avi, and Eldor Umeida, that's the context, they're also Nevi'im, and her equating Nevuah's Moshe and Moshe's Madrega of Nevuah to the Nevuah of the other Nevi'im, that was at the core of what Miriam did wrong. And the Pasuk says that Hashem came and Hashem said, Miriam, you made a terrible mistake. Loi kein avdi Moshe. You're going to compare my Eved Moshe to all the other Nevi'im. Bechol beisi nemanhu. He's someone that's bechol beisi nemanhu. Pe'el pe'a daber boy. Umarab loi bechidois. Utmunas Hashem yabit. Umadua loi yoresam es dvar Hashem. And he went ahead to explain that, no, Moshe is different. You can't equate Moshe to a regular Navi. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Peo peo daber boy, umarab le bechidois, utmunas Hashem yabit, umadua lo yuresem le daber ba'avdi bim Moshe. So Rashi's bothered, TikTok, ba'avdi bim Moshe. Miriam, you weren't afraid to talk about my eved bim Moshe? Should have said avdi Moshe, or be'avdi Moshe. Why is there a base in front of the word avdi and in front of the word Moshe? That's what Rashi says. Says the Chafetz Chaim, you read this Rashi, what does Rashi mean? Meaning, the taina was, you're speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu, be'avdi be'moshe, be'avdi be'moshe. It would have been a problem, Miriam, if he was only avdi, and it would have been a problem if he was only Moshe. Now that he's avdi and Moshe, how in the world could you say this about Moshe Rabbeinu? Because he's be'avdi be'moshe. Says the Chafetz Chaim, what does this mean? Be'avdi be'moshe, Rashi is very, very saucy. Ulam, laman haven kabonis Rashi, tzrichin lahakte mamorim zal bebrochis, so if and the Chafetz Chaim brings our Gemara, and he says that you see in our Gemara, there's two madrigas that a tzaddik can have. A tzaddik could be a sar, and a tzaddik could be an eved. A tzaddik could be a moshel b'toira, and a tzaddik could be oisik b'tfilos of yichudim. Says the Chafetz Chaim, you know what David Shtu was saying? Moshe Rabbeinu was both. He's be'avdi, he's an eved, he's Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, and he's be'moshe, he's also a sar, he's also Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. How could you talk this way about him? He has both milas, be'avdi, avo b'shenei moshe, be'moshe, avo b'shenei avdi. Now that he's both, he's be'moshe, he's be'avdi, how could you say this? Azoyis shteit n'chofetz chayim ala tov, the old chofetz chayim ala tov, I have it right here in Parashas Baal Loischa, but I'll tell you one hoisafa that I was thinking, and that is, I think it's a mefurish Ramban. I'm a Furish Ramban. So Parashas Yisroi. What's the theme of Parashas Yisroi? Yisroi, the Shver shows up. He comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and he sees that Moshe Rabbeinu is working very hard. The Pasuk says, Vayimi Machras, the day after, literally the next day after Yisroi shows up, Vayesha Moshe Lishma Desam, Vayami Da'am Al Moshe Mina Boiker Vado Herev. The Oilum was asking him, the whole day they were busy with Moshe. Vayarchoisa Moshe's Kalasher Oisalam. Vayoyim, and he turns to Moshe Rabbeinu and he says, Ma Dover Azash Ata Oisalam. What's going on? Ma Duati Yoshe. He says, you have to hire some people. You need a staff. You're doing this all by yourself. So Moshe told the Shver, what am I supposed to do? People come to me. What do they want? If they have any issue, they bring it to me. And I have to now be the judge and the jury. And they're coming to me, they want to learn Torah. So what did Yisrael say? This is not good. I mean, this is so practical. What did he tell Moshe? Novel people.
you're going to get worn out. I mean, that's Rashi says, Kitar Buma, you're going to get worn out. That's literally what he told him. He says, not good. It's not good. You're wearing yourself down. This is not something you can do on your own. Listen to me. I'm going to give you good advice. And of course, the rest is history. He tells him how to set up a judicial system with how to delegate, etc., etc. That's Parashas Yisro. So Yisro sees that Moshe's out the whole day, min ha-boker v'ad-erev, and he tells him, I don't think this is a good idea, novel people. This is not good for you. But what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Why am I spending the whole day with the v'ayomer, Moshe l'choisnoi, ki yovei elai ha'am lidroi shalakim. People come to me, lidroi shalakim, ki yeh lehem dover bo elai, v'shafatiti bein isho v'ereyeo. They come to me, they need me to judge things. V'oidati eschuk elkim v'asteroizav, says the Ramban. It says the Ramban that Moshe Rabbeinu told Yisroi that there's three things that he's busy with. Meaning, Yisroi said, what are you doing? So he said, there's three things. Number one, ki yovei elai ha'am lidroi shalakim. Number two, ki yeh lehem dover bo elai v'shafati bein isho v'ereyeo. I'm the judge. Number three, vaydati eschuk elkim v'asteroizav. So what are these three things? Heishem Moshe l'choisnei. Tzrichim sheyamdu alai zman gold v'nayoyim. They have to be by me the whole day. Ki l'dvarim rabim ba'am v'fanai. Different people have different things. Merubim tzarchei amcha. And they all have requests. Ki yovei alai yo'am lidrin shalikim. The first thing is they come to me l'spalil al choyleim. They come to me, they're asking me to daven for the choylem. Ulohidia mashe yoivad lohem. Ki zei kore drishas elikim. And that's what Moshe meant when he said, ki yovei alai lidroish elikim, vateilech lidroish es Hashem. Vatelech lidroish es Hashem. Rivka went to Shem to daven because Shiva Yisroi tzitzu abon abakirba. There was something going on. So that was the first thing. The first thing Moshe Rabbeinu said, ki yovei alai ha'am, lidroish elikim. Va'oid sh'ani shofet oisom. I'm also the shofet. Ki yilhem dover boi olai v'shofatati. Va'oid, and the third thing is, ani melamed oisom Torah. Sh'nema v'oidati eschukei elikim v'asteroisom. What was Moshe Rabbeinu busy with? Min ha'boike v'ado erev? Three things. He was davening for the oilam. He was the shofet, of course, and he was teaching Torah. These are the two madrigas. Moshe Rabbeinu was an eved. Who was the eved? Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. What did they go to Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa for? To be mispala for the chaylim. Whether it was Rabbi Gamliel's son, or whether it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son, he was an eved. He's ba'avdi. And because he's ba'avdi, they used to come to him, ki yovei elai ha'am, lidroi shalikim. But he was also the sar. He was Moshe Batayra. He was also Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai. So they also came to him, v'shafatiti v'nishu v'nriyeyu. They also came to him, v'idati eschukei ho'elikim. V'yes teiraisa. I was thinking that you find that Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, he was the Malami Torah, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Messinai. You also find that he was Oisik b'yichudim, u'bikavon u'gadoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu davened after the Chet HaEgel, how long? He davened 40 days and 40 nights. You know, the Oyvim was Ma'ir, offline, that here you find the Moshe Rabbeinu, in yesterday's daf, he davens 40 days and 40 nights for the Avera of the ego, and then when it comes to Miriam, Kel no Rafan Allah, it was a tefillah katzara. And the question is why? He was the longest tefillah of all time and the shortest tefillah of all time. That was what Eliezer HaGadol said in yesterday's daf. The question is why? So some said that here he's davening for the whole Klal Yisrael. Here it's only for one person, but it was his sister, it was Miriam. A little tzarech beer. This is Refuas HaNefesh, this is Refuas HaGuf, Miriam's Machla also came from Refuas HaNefesh. It's not so clear that that's the pshat. It could be one was before Yisroi and the other one was after Yisroi. Before Yisroi, Moshe Rabbeinu was, he was Oisik, min ha-boikev ad ha-erev, and now he's being Oisik b'yichudim. Yisroi came and he told Moshe, no, we have to work this out a little bit better. You can't do that. Now all of a sudden it's a tefillah katzar. But the bottom line is that you find by Moshe these two ideas. You find ki yovei elai yo'am lidrei shalikir v'yomas Moshe eved Hashem. And you also find Kiyel Lehem Dova Boy Live Shafati Benishal Yeo. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was both the Eved and he was the Moshe. That's what the Chofetz Chaim said. That was Hashem's taina to Miriam. You're speaking Be Avdi Be Moshe. If it would just be Avdi, if it was Rabbi Chanina ben Doisi you were talking about, it'd be a problem. If it would just be Be Moshe, if it was Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai you were talking about, it'd be a problem. But this is Rabbi Chanina ben Doisi and Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai all wrapped in one. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Be Avdi Be Moshe. How could you speak that way? On that note, we begin again one of the most famous classic prokem in Shas, Perakets Mevarchim. So Perakets Mevarchim is really shifts gears and talks about what we expected the Masechta to talk about when we started on Daf Beis, and that is brachas. So the first theme of Masechta's brachas is Kriyat Shema. The second theme of Masechta's brachas is Tefillah. The third is brachas. Zok de Mishnah, Ketzad Mevarchim ala Peros. It's very straightforward. What bracha do you make when you eat a fruit? Alperis, you know, if it grows on a tree, with the exception of wine, although a wine comes from grapes, which grows on vines, but still, vegetables, meaning peiros that grow not on a tree, but directly in the ground, with the exception of bread, although bread comes from wheat, which grows in the ground, you don't make a bayir priyadama. Radish, on vegetables you make bayir priyadama. Rabbi Huda says, for vegetables you make bayir mine de sham, a more specific bracha, not adama, which is general, but we'll see more about Rabbi Yehuda Shita in the Gemara. But the Mishnah begins with a premise. The premise is that there's a concept that before you eat, you have to make a bracha. And the Mishnah's question is, Ketzad mevarchin ala peiros. So we began the Masechta with a question, May emos like koyer nishma ba'arvin. We begin the sixth parak, this part of the Masechta, again with a question. Ketzad mevarchin ala peiros. And just like the Gemara asked on that Beza Medal of Tana Hecha Koy, Diktani, May Emosai, Kirin Shema Ba'arvin suggests there's a mitzvah to say Krishma. So, Ketzah Mevarchin Ala Peir suggests that there's an obligation to make a bracha. So the question is, what's the source, what's the makar that you make a bracha, says the Gemara, the Tanu Rabbanon. And really, this Gemara, until the two dots on the bottom of the Yomid, is going to be a long back and forth Shakla V'Tarya. We don't have time to go through every question and every Ibay Yisema properly. We'll do what we do. Since the Gemara says, it's learned from the following passage. It says in the context of the laws of Netar Ravoy, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. So in Eretz Yisrael, there's something called Arla. What's Arla? If fruit grows, dafka fruit on a tree, for 3 years, it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat it. The fourth year, you're allowed to eat it, only in Yerushalayim. If you want to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, you have to do the same thing you would do if you wanted to eat Maisa Shedi outside of Yerushalayim. You have to be poide, you have to redeem it, which means in English, you have to transfer the Kedusha from these peiros onto something else. The something else now becomes Kadosh. The peiros itself that were just released from its Kedusha are chulin, so you can take the peiros outside of Yerushalayim, you can do what you want. But regardless, for 3 years, the peiros are called Arla. The fourth year, it's not called Arla, it's called Ravoy. The Torah says, Ubashona HaRaviyas, during that fourth year, Yia Kol Piriyoy, all the fruits, shall be Kodesh, meaning it could only be eaten in Yerushalayim. If you want to eat outside of Yerushalayim, you have to be poided first. Hilulim Lashem. So the question, what does Hilulim Lashem mean? That's the word that we're going to focus on. It says the Gemara, Melamed, you know what that word Hilulim means? Hallel means to praise Hashem. Melamed Shetuna Brach Lefnev Lachre. Then in the fourth year, when you're going to eat the food, meaning any time a person eats, he has to first praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You make a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elikeinu Melech Olam, Shehakol Nehiyeh B'dvarei, and then you make a Nuch Bracha. The point is that you have to make a bracha before, you have to make a bracha after. Where do you know that from? The word Hilulim. Says the word Mekan Rabbi Akiva, Asa L'Adam Shetun Klub Kadosh Yivarach. You see from me that you're not allowed to make, or you're not allowed to eat anything without you make a bracha. Tomorrow, V'ayi Kodesh Hilulim, L'Hachi Udas, it's a very nice drasha. But really, do we use the word Hilulim to teach me the laws of brachas? We need it for something else. The Torah said Hilulim twice to teach me two halachas, both not brachas. Chad, one, to Amar Achmana Achle, Vahadar Achle. One, to teach me that if you want to eat Ravoy outside of Yerushalayim, you can. However, achle with a ches, v'hadar achle with a chaf. First, you have to be mechalal it, meaning you have to redeem it, you have to transfer the kedusha onto something else, and then afterwards, if you want to eat it, you can eat it. Now, where do you see that from kodesh hilulim? So what we're doing is, we're switching the hay of hilulim to a ches, which we could sometimes do, strategically. So it's not hilulim, it's chilulim, it's achle, v'hadar achle, to teach me this halacha, that if you want to eat ravoy outside of Yerushalayim, it's something you can do as long as you mechalav. The iduch and the other hilulim is teaching me, davar ton shira, ton chil, v'shein ton shira, ein ton chilul, that the only time the laws of ravoy apply is for grapes. But something that is not grapes or wine doesn't have the halachas of ravoy in the first place. Meaning, even though arla applies to all fruit, but ravoy only applies to grapes. And how do I know that? From the word hilul. We learn davar haton shira ton chilul. Davar haton shira, grapes, which we produce wine from, the wine that was poured on the Mizbeach was when they sang shira in the Beis HaMikdash. It comes out that wine is a davar haton shira, right? Wine was sometimes brought as a sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was brought as part of a carbon. The Nisachayayin. When they brought the Nisachayayin, they used to sing shira. The shira that was sung every day in the Beis HaMikdash was done b'shas Nisachayayin. So it comes out, wine is a davar haton shira. So the word hilul teaches me that when we're mahala HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the type of thing
that has the laws of Ravoi. But she'edoi ton shir, ton chiluk. Rav Shulman Achmeini, Rav Yoinis, Rav Shulman Achmeini, Rav Yoinis. And how do you know that you only sing Shira on Yayin Shirema Vatoma Alema Geffen? The Geffen is talking. Did I ever withhold my wine which makes people happy? Now says the Gemara, we know wine makes people happy. You drink wine, you're happy. But how does wine make a Kodesh Baruch Hu happy? The bottom line is that we need the two Hilulims. One Hillel is teaching me the Halacha Achle with a Ches, Vahadar Achle with a Chav. And the other one's coming to teach me that the laws of Ravoi don't apply to all fruit. They only apply to a carrot. The point is, how do you know then from Hilulim, Bracha Lefanov, Bracha LaAchrov? It's a nice drasha. The problem is that we don't have the ability to make this drasha because these words were already accounted for. But the Gemara says like this. It's not so simple. If you hold net the Ravoi, then it's not a kasha. Then you could use Hilulim. El Lamanda Tani Kerem Ravoi. My Ikele Meimar. The Itmar we learned. Rab Chiyav, Rab Shim, Rab Chad Tani Kerem Ravoi. Vechad Tani net the Ravoi. Meaning, there's a machlokes throughout Shas, whether the laws of Ravoi apply, in fact, like we're suggesting now, only to grapes, only to a kerem, or it applies to all fruit. Meaning, so if it applies only to a kerem, so you have a good kasha, you can't learn anything from Kodesh Hilul. Because one of the drushes teaches me achle v'alde achle, and the other one teaches me dover aton hilul is ton hilul, meaning the dafka wine, Kerem Ravoi. But there is a mandama that holds that Ravoi. So according to that mandama, he clearly doesn't hold up that other drasha. So if he doesn't hold up that other drasha, then you do have at least one of the two to teach me a bracha. Now the Gemara later is going to say, so if you only have one, how do you know a bracha lefaneh? Maybe only a bracha lachra. But for right now, let's accept that. So as long as I have one drasha, the Gemara thinks that's already enough to teach me the halacha. So meaning this dichoy on Kodesh Hilulim being the source is only a dichoy if you in fact hold Kerem Ravoi. If you hold Netter Ravoi, then it's good, says the Gemara. Uleman the Tani Kerem Ravoi. And in fact, I have an Eitzah. I can make this drasha of Hilulim work to teach me Keitz and Mevarchen ala Peres, even if you hold Kerem Ravoi. How so? Because Hanicha, Iyalev, Gzeira Shava. Because there is a man, the Amad, that learns Kerem Ravoi from somewhere else. He learns it from a Gzeira Shava, meaning he doesn't learn it from the word Hilul, but rather he learns it from a Gzeira Shava. So if you learn it from the Gzeira Shava, so then you don't need Hilulim to teach me this halacha. What's this Gzeira Shava? The time you learn to the Brahis, Rebbe, Yemi, Rebbe says, Nebekan, it says, Lo Yisuf Kham Tfuasoi. Venebela Halon, and it says, Utfuasa Keren. So it says, by Ravoi, Tfuasoi. And it says, somewhere else, Tfuasa Keren. Malahal and Keren, Afkan Keren. So if that's the case, ayatale chad hilul le bracha. So then it works. The problem is ve'ilo yalev gzeira shava bracha minoli. But if you don't hold the gzeira shava, how are you going to make this work? So again, what are we holding right now? We're going to have to pause a few times during this cheshbon. The Gemara says, how do I know that there's an obligation to make a bracha before you eat? Keitzim avarchan ala peris, that presupposes that you have to make a bracha before you eat. Says the Gemara, a short answer, a very nice answer. Kodesh hilulim l'Hashem, what does hilulim mean? Food, hilulim, you have to be mahalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hilulim is two, you have to make a bracha before, you have to make a bracha after. So the Gemara immediately said, 1 second, I need Kodesh hilulim to teach me different halachas. Number one, to teach me achle v'hadar achle. Number two, to teach me that the only time the laws of Ravoi apply is to a carrot. So the Gemara is saying right now, it's not necessarily the case. Meaning, I have two ways right now where this drasha could be the source. Number one, if I hold Netter Ravoi. If I hold Netter Ravoi, so I don't hold it a second thing that you use Kodesh Hilulim for. So one of them I need for Achle with a Ches, for other Achle with a Chav. The other one is extra to teach me the obligation to make a Rav. So it's good. If you hold Netter Ravoi, that takes care of half of the Tanaim and Shas. Maybe. So I can make it work. Additionally, says the Gemara, even if I hold Kerem Ravoi, I can make the drasha work. Because there's a machlekes in Shas what the source of Kerem Ravoi is. How do I know Kerem Ravoi? Do I know it, like the Gemara is suggesting now, from Hilulim? There's a mandama that learns it from Gzeira Shava. So even if you hold Kerem Ravoi, if I learn it from Gzeira Shava, so I don't need Hilulim to teach me Kerem Ravoi. So I could use Hilulim now to teach me the bracha. So the Gemara is basically plotted out three scenarios. Two out of the three right now, I have the drasha. But the Gemara says, "Vinami yalev gzeira shava." Even if you hold it gzeira shava, meaning you don't need hilulim to teach me kerem ravoi, or better, I hold netter ravoi. Still, how is this a makar? Why? Because ashkechol la'acharav lefanav minayin. At the end of the day, we started the Gemara Kodesh Hilulim. We thought we had two drashas. Oh, two drashas, bracha before, bracha after. But for sure, in the best case scenario, even if you hold Netter Ravoi, you don't hold of Gzeirah Shavas, or you do hold of Gzeirah Shavas, it doesn't matter. You only have one. Because one of the Hilulims is going to be Achle v'Hadar Achle. So the one, the Chura, I should use for bracha la'achrov, not for bracha lefanov. So the question is, why would I think more for bracha la'achrov rather than bracha lefanov? So we could talk about machshavas. But the pashav shad is because we find that there's an obligation in the Torah to make a bracha la'achrov. Yochalta v'svata v'erachta. Birchas ha-mazon, which you make after you eat bread, and according to some, even after all the Shivas Aminim, there's a chi of Birchas HaMazon, quote unquote, Midai Raisa. So you find already a bracha la'achrov on a Dai Raisa level. So maybe Lulim is just the remez that anything you eat, even for a cup of water, you make a Bayer Nefashas. But says the Gemara. So again, so if I only have one, I should use the one for la'achrov. Lefanu minayim, so the Gemara says, Olei Kasha. To ask the Kavachayim, because once I have a source for la'achrov, I know Lefanu as well. What's the Kavachayim? Kishu Saveya Mevarech. Kishu Rav Le'koshke. And here the Gemara says, an opposite. Counterintuitive. Just the opposite. If you make a bracha after you're full, for sure you should make a bracha before you're hungry. So the Gemara at this point seems to think that we worked it out. We have a makar. So again, what's the makar? Kodesh Hilulim. One of the two Hilulims is extra if you hold either Neter Avoy or even if you hold Kerem Ravoy, but you learn Kerem Ravoy not from Kodesh Hilulim, but rather you learn it from Gzeir Shava. So it comes out one of the Hilulims is extra. That Hilul will teach me bracha lefanav, and even if you want to argue, no, maybe it teaches me bracha l'achrov, but once I know bracha l'achrov, kal v'chomer I'll know bracha lefanav. So at the end of the day, that's my source of how I know you're supposed to make a bracha, and that's the Gemara's question of Ketzah Mevarech and Alapeira is presupposing that there's a chiyuv bracha. This is the makar to the bracha. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon Kerem, Sharmina Minayim, L'chura, if you hold Kerem Ravoy, and this is only if you hold Kerem Ravoy, right? So far we worked it out if you hold Neter Ravoy or if you hold Kerem Ravoy, but the makar to Kerem Ravoy is from the Gzeir Shav. So the Gemara is going to really analyze both possibilities. If you hold Kerem Ravoy, so it comes out the Torah source was Dafka by a Kerem. So what's the question? Shar mina minayin. How do you know the other meaning? Maybe the halacha is only by a kerem. Maybe you don't make a bracha by something else. So the Gemara says, no, the alf mi kerem. Why shouldn't you learn it from kerem? My kerem, dovish, never told him bracha. Why would you make a bracha before you eat a grape, before you have a glass of wine? Because it's gishmak. Because it's a dovish and nena. Dovish and nena is tom bracha. I'll call dovish and nena, tom bracha. But the Gemara says, ikla mitfach, mala kerem shkein chai ba'ulis. Now, kerem we find is unique because it's a special mitzvah that kerem has that other fruits don't have, specifically ulis. Ulis are unripened grapes that fall on the ground. There's an obligation to give it to the aniyim. That's something that's unique to kerem. You don't have it by anything else. But the Gemara says, kama techiach. I could learn it from kama. Now, what's kama? Kama is grains. Grains, you also have to make a bracha. Now, the Gemara didn't say anything about that. But the Gemara is saying that based on what we said now, we have enough information to know that you would make a bracha rishayna on kama. Because the Gemara said that if you make a bracha achrayna, kavachayim, you make a bracha rishayna. And you know you make a bracha achrayna on kama because kama becomes bread where there's a chibur chasamazin. So once I got to this point, I know that for kama there'd be a bracha rishayna. Kama doesn't have oilolos. So what are you going to tell me? Malik kerem, because you have the unique mitzvah of oilolos, kama techiyah. The Gemara says, Malik kama, shekein chayeves bechala. Kama also has its unique mitzvah. You have to be mafresh chala from kama. So the Gemara says, kerem yechiyah. Oh, but kerem doesn't have chala. Bechazra, I didn't like roizek, 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 roizek. That's not the shavash, I'm never talking about bracha. I'll call the shavash, never talking bracha. Says the Gemara, this is a tzada shavah 101. Kerem, bracha rishayna. Kama, bracha rishayna. It's true, each one has its own unique characteristic, but they don't share a unique characteristic. And as a result, between the two of them, with the Tzad HaShava, I could learn that if you make a bracha rishayna for kerem, you make a bracha rishayna for kama, you should make a bracha rishayna for anything. But the Gemara says, not true. They do share a unique characteristic. They both have a Tzad Mizbeach. Kerem goes on the Mizbeach. Kerem, wine, Nisuchayayin. Kama goes on the Mizbeach. The Menachos came from Kama. So they do have a time. So the Gemara v'asi, now Mizayin. So if you want, the most I think we could be Marba from this Tzad HaShava would be a Zayas. A Zayas, you'd have to make a Bracha Rishayna. If someone eats oil, we'll see more about that in tomorrow's time. Maybe you'd have to make a Bracha Rishayna. Because the Zayas had something that went on the Mizbeach. The Shemen. Certain Menachos had Shemen. And the Shemen, therefore, went on the Mizbeach. This bit's on the Mizbeach. But the Gemara interrupts again. The Zayas bit's on the Mizbeach. Asi, you would need a Pasik to be Marba Zayas, or you need a Tzad HaShava to be Marba Zayas. But Behedik Sivbe, we're going now according to the Man Namad that holds Kerem Ravoy. Right? This is all in the Man Namad's Kerem Ravoy. He holds Kerem Ravoy from Gzeir Shava. He has Kodesh Hilulim to teach me the halach of a bracha. So the Gemara says, if he holds Kerem Ravoy, then Zayas is included in Kerem Ravoy. Because you find that a Zayas is called a Kerem. Dechsiv Ayaver Migodesh Vad Kama. But kerem zayis. So you see, a kerem is called zayis also. So if you own kerem ravai, zayis is anyways included in that. Rapapa, no. Kerem zayis ikri. Kerem stamad layikri. It's true, you find the term kerem zayis. But if it says kerem, it never means zayis. It always means wine. Says the Gemara, mikol makom kasha. I hear. So forget about what we just said. No, forget about it. But the Gemara says, put that aside, right? That's not the point. Going back to the original, we tried to find the makar to bracha. We have a makar now. In fact, we have two makaris. We have one makar kodesh lulim, according to the man owns kerem ravai, that's only true for a kerem. And we have kama. And you have kama, because you have to pirchas amazin on kama. So kabochoymek, shusadeh mevarech, kushurav lekolshke. And we can even make a mahatzad. The problem with the mahatzad is, mahatzad ashova, bemshem kenyesh, betam is beach. So what are we going to do with this mahatzad? Tomorrow says, you're right. El di alaf lami shivas aminim. We learn from the shivas aminim. Ma, shivas aminim, dovash enene, vitam bracha. Just like you find by shivas aminim, there's an obligation to make a bracha. Now, where do you find by shivas aminim to make a bracha? Because Rashi says, the pasik viachalta vesavatu veirachta is in the context of shivas aminim. That seems to suggest that there's a chi of bracha achroina by shivas aminim. If there's a chi of bracha achroina by shivas aminim, kalvachem, there's going to be a chi of bracha rishayna by shivas aminim as well. So the Gemara says, maybe learn it from shivas aminim. The Gemara says, ma shivas aminim, dova shenene v'tom bracha, al kol dova shenene v'tom bracha. No, ma lo shivas aminim, shekein chayovim bibikurim. Shivas aminim are chayovim bikurim, which also maybe has a tzad mizbeach. V'oid, and besides, hotenach la'achrov. You found the makar shivas aminim for bracha rachrayna. Lofona minayim, the Gemara says again, holy kasha, da'asi, bikal v'choymer, kishusaveach, mevarech, shurav, like holshkin. Why are we going backwards? We know already that if you have a makar for bracha achrayna, we know bracha rishayna. Bottom line is, says the Gemara, it's a little bit of an issue because we found the makar now for kerem, if you hold kerem ravai. We found the makar for kama, we found the makar for shivas aminim. But the Gemara says all three of these categories are too unique for them to be the makar to the chi of bracha in all other areas. So the Gemara is a shtickle stuck now, because even though Kodesh Ilulim is maybe a makar for bracha rishayna, Gemara was able to work that through, but how could that be a makar for everything? If you hold kerem ravai, it's going to be limited. Now the Gemara says that even if you hold neter ravai, we still have a problem. That's all good for fruit. At the end of the day, ravai, even if you hold neter ravai, so you have a more inclusive definition of what ravai is, but it still only relates to fruit, the la bar natiya, but something that's not a fruit, you're going basar, flesh, baits and eggs, dog and fish, minale, what about that? The Gemara says, Elo, you have to say that the makar to the obligation to make a bracha is not kodesh ilulin. Because at the end of the day, kodesh ilulin, in the best case scenario, could teach you that there's a chiv to make a bracha for fruit. It can't do better than that. So after a whole lamed Gemara says, the most you're going to learn from there is fruit. And clearly you make a bracha on everything that you eat, not only fruit. So what then is the makar? Says the Gemara, svaru. You have to say it's a svaru. What's the svaru? Asa loy la'odam sheyahone min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. The svaru is that it's asar for a person to derive pleasure min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. Now the truth is, we should exhale here for a minute and we should talk about this, because there's so much to talk about as it relates to the svaru. There's an important rajba here, and there's an important Yeshua, and the Meshach will get to it either tomorrow or in the next daf. So in the next few dafings, you don't have to be Ayin Shom, we'll get there. So we'll get to this raid. But for now, we have to get to Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, because the Gemara is coming right now. Some of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. Tanu Rabbanon, Asa Leila Adam, She Yohana, Mina Ilam Azeb Alei Bracha. It's also for a person to derive pleasure from this world without making a bracha. That's the svara we just said that underpins the obligation to make a bracha. V'chol hanene minayilam azeb alei bracha. And if someone who has anah minayilam azeb alei bracha, ma'al. He was ma'al. What's me'ila? If someone derives pleasure from hektish, he's a ma'al. So if someone's nene minayilam azeb alei bracha, he's a ma'al. Ma'itakanti, what should he do? Go to a chacham. Wait, tomorrow, yeitzachacham, ma'al. What's a chacham going to do for him? Right, we don't do confessions. What's he going to do for him? Yeitzachacham, he didn't have peira. It's too late. So the Gemara says, Havale Yisura, Ela Marava, yeitzachacham bikar. No, yeitzachacham means he should have gone to a chacham. V'yalmenu brachas. He should have learned hilchas brachas. He should have gotten a good musar shmuz. And like this, he would have never gotten to this position. Meaning, kidei shalayavai lidei me'ila. Point is, kol anena min ha'ilam azebaloi bracha ma'a. Number one. Number two. It's as if he had anah from Kachi Shemaim. Shenema, the pasuk says, Hashem Aritzum Lai. Hashem Aritzum Lai. It belongs to Hashem, the world. You're deriving pleasure from this world without making a bracha. You enena mikotcha shemaim. Rav Levi asked the Siv. The pasuk says Hashem Aritzum Lai, which suggests that the world belongs to Hashem. Viksiv, Hashemaim Shemaim Lashem. Shemaim belongs to Hashem. But v'ha aretz nasan livnei adam. So the Gemara says, Loi kasha. Kan koidem bracha,
Kan v'acher bracha. Before a person makes a bracha, it's Lashem Aretz Umloy. After a person makes a bracha, it's v'aretz nasan livnei adam. Amar Rab Chanina bar Papa said, kol anenim in oilam azab alei bracha, ki ilu goyze lahakadosh baruch hu v'knesses Yisrael. If somebody eats without making a bracha, it's as if he stole from Hashem and from Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, goyzel ove v'imoy, v'oimer ein pesha, chaber hu le'ish mashchis. So the pasuk's describing someone who steals from his father and his mother. Why does he think? What's Pashim Shan in the pasuk? Goyzel ove v'imay va'imer ein pesha. Person steals from his parents. He says, "I'm not a ganav." Why not? Because in his mind, he says, "One day he's going to yarshin the money anyway." That's Pashim Shan. So what am I stealing? I'm not really. This was loy tzcheshbin in Chumash. Remember the roy loy? They said the world, the whole land belongs to Avram. Anyways, one day Avram's going to get it. Avram has no children. I'm the Yairish. So I might as well take it now already. Goyzel ove v'imay va'imer ein pesha. He's right, a shtickle, meaning this, it's a rational argument, but chaver hu lish mashchis. At the very least, he's a chaver to the bad guys. So the Gemara darshes the pasuk le'in yoneinu as follows. Ein aviv ala kodesh baruch shem ala yehu avicha konech. Ve'in ima ilu k'nes yisrol shenem ha shmabini musar avicha val titosh teresi mecho. So if someone eats food without making a bracha, he's stealing from Hashem, and he's stealing from Klal Yisrael. Now, why is he stealing from Hashem, says Rashi? What is he stealing? As berchasai. It's interesting. He's stealing the bracha. Pasha, you'd think he's stealing the food. It's not his until he makes a bracha. Rashi says, goyzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu es berchasai. What's he stealing from Knesset Yisrael? Kishachaitim apiris loikim. Because when a yid eats without a bracha, it affects the global GDP, the parnasa of the whole world. So everybody gets affected from it. And as a result, Sai is stealing from Aviv, and Sai is stealing from Imai. Ma chavir ilish mashkes, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, Arba chanir ba'papar, chavir li Yeravim ben Avot, shehishchis es Yisrael avim shabashamayim. He's a chavir with Yeravim ben Avot. Yeravim ben Avot was a chayti, umachti es Yeravim. If someone eats without making a bracha, people are going to learn from him, they're going to end up doing the same thing. One ha'ara, before we go back to this, so the Gemara just mentioned that if somebody eats without making a bracha, it's very, very bad. And then the Gemara attributed it to three things. Number one, kol anenim in oilam azeb alei bracha, ma'al. Number two, kol anenim in oilam azeb alei bracha, ki ilu nenem mikachei shemayim. Number three, kol anenim in oilam azeb alei bracha, ki ilu geizel. Mi'ila, Hana, Isser Hana, when you're not allowed to have Hana, and Gizela. Gizela, both from Hashem and from Klal Yisrael. If you notice that by Mi'ila, the Lashon HaGemara is, Kol Anenim Minoilam Azeb Alei Bracha Ma'al. When it comes to the Isser Hana, Kol Anenim Minoilam Azeb Alei Bracha, it's Ki'ilu Nenim Mikachei Shemayim. Kol Anenim Minoilam Azeb Alei Bracha, it's Ki'ilu Gizel LaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Mi'ila, it's not Ki'ilu. By Mi'ila, it's Ma'al. Nene is ki'ilu nene, gazal it's ki'ilu gazal. What's the difference between ki'ilu and not ki'ilu? So we know what the difference is, but not for now. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa asked, you see, when we say it, it's a problem. We don't say it, it's also a problem. So you can never win. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami, it says, v'lokachti digani v'itoy. The Dagon is referred to as digani, Hashem says. It's my food, the goymer. V'ksivit, it says, v'osafta digonecha. Saying Krishna, it sounds like it's our food. So whose food is it? When we eat, we eating Hashem's food. Are we eating our food? So the Gemara says like Kasha. Kam bisman sheyisrael oisin ritzayin shal makim. Kam bisman shein oisin ritzayin shal makim. Meaning the previous Gemara, it sounded like this is before the bracha. This is after the bracha. Here the Gemara has a different formulation. If the yidin are oisin ritzayin shal makim, it's ours. When we're not oisin ritzayin shal makim, it's not ours. And with that preface, the Gemara segues into one of the most, maybe the most famous Gemaras in Shas. Tanu Rabbanon, V'yosafta digonecha, V'siroishcha v'yitzarecha. It says, V'yosafta digonecha. Person supposed to work in the field. Being that it says in the Torah, Hashem told Yeshua ben Nun, you're supposed to learn Torah the whole day. I would think a person's literally supposed to learn Torah the whole day. So Rabbi Shmuel said this two pesukim. One is a pasuk in Kriyishma. The other is a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua. In Kriyishma, we say V'yosafta digonecha. It sounds like you're supposed to go to work in the field or whatever profession you may have. But the point is, v'asafta digonecha. A person needs to work to be able to support himself. It also says, l'yomash seif ha-tayr zemi picha, v'hagisa boy yoyman v'layla, which sounds like a person's supposed to learn Torah the whole day. So which one is it? Are you supposed to go to work, or are you supposed to learn Torah the whole day? It says Rabbi Yishmael, must be, they're both true. Hanig bahem, minik derech eretz. I mean, you do both. You learn Torah as much as you can, but at the same time, when you have to go to work, so you close the Gemara, and you go to work, meaning you're mekayem to the best of your ability. But at the same time, when it's necessary for parnasa, v'yosafta diganech. Reb Shmei Chaya said no. Efsher, if you're going to do this, think about what's going to happen. So you're going to be mekayim v'yosafta diganech, and when you're not busy working, l'yomer seifa teres amipicha. So Reb Shmei Chaya said, let's play it out. Adam chayrish b'shas chrisha. If you're going to acker in the time that you're supposed to be chayrish, v'zayreya b'shas ria, v'kaisa b'shas ktsira, v'dash b'shas disha, v'zayre b'shas ruach. Tell your matter, when are you going to learn? You're always going to be busy working. So when are you going to have time to learn? So then, what's pshat in these two psukim? When the Yidden are Oisir Ritzayin Shal Mokoyim, everything gets done for them. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'imdu Zorim Urud Soinchem. It's a Pasuk in Yeshaya. There, you're going to have people doing work for you. Melachten Nasas Ayidei Acher. But when the Yidden aren't doing what they're supposed to do, Melachten Nasas Ayidei Atzman, and that's Shenema V'yasafti Degarach. Meaning, you want to know what the perfect blueprint is? It's Layomash Seifa Atayra Zemipich Gitma Yemel Laila. Fortunately, this matcha in Oisir Ritzayin Shal Mokoyim doesn't always play itself out for a person to be mukhshir for that. And as a result, Yosafta Deganecha, you have no choice. But if Yosafta Deganecha is not like a lekatchila, it's not a mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel said, there's two mitzvahs, this. Then there's Yosafta Deganecha. Every person has to work out that balance in his own life and figure out how to make the two work. Rabbi Shmuel Chai said, no, there's one mitzvah. It's going to be hard sometimes. Sometimes you're going to have no choice. Sometimes the Torah says you're going to be forced into v'yosafta diganecha. But v'yosafta diganecha is bizman she'noisir ritzonir shalmak. What's the obvious question? Where does it say v'yosafta diganecha? In Kriyashma, v'hoyim shemaya, tishmu. We're talking about someone that was mekabel oil mitzvahs. Right? What is v'havas Hashem alikeichem, u'lovdei b'chol avavchem, b'chol nafshachem. It's that person v'nosati mitarayitzachem v'yito yeru malkosh. But we'll get to this later. Says the Gemara, and then Reb Shmuel Chaya continued, and he said that if you'll merit, it'll be bisman she Yisrael oisin ritzayin shal makayim meleches acherim nasas ayadon shenemar viavadita esayvecha. Other people's work will be done by you. Meaning, if you're a nice ritzayin shal, you're gonna have to do other people's work as well. Amar Abaya said, Harbi Yosef Reb Shmuel Yosef. There were many people that followed Reb Yishmal, and it worked. There were many people that followed Reb Shmuel for lo yosav yadon. It didn't work. Amalei Rav the Rabbanon. Rav told the Rabbanon b'matusa minaychu b'yomi nisan b'yomi tishrei leitzchazu kamoi. Listen to me. Tishrei and Nisan don't come to yeshiva. Why? Because if you're going to come to me then you're going to always be busy. Meaning, dedicate those 2 months for your parnasa like this. The rest of the year, you'll be free. You'll be able to come and learn. On this note, one more gemara. Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Berabbi Loi. Bo Reish, like midas hakadosh, midas harishayin, like dairus harishayin, dairus akrein, dairus harishayin, asu tairus and keva. The earlier generations, the Torah was the ikar, it was primary, and the malacha was secondary. They ended up having both. They had Torah and they had parnasa. The later generations, they made the malacha the primary, and the Torah was secondary. They ended up having no atzlach in their parnasa, and they had no atzlach in their Torah. The early generations, they used to bring their parents into their house. They'd go in through the front door. Why? So they should be obligated to meiser. When they brought their parents into their house, so they used to do it not in the regular way. Derech gagoyes, derech tzeroyes, derech karfifoyes of Masechtas Erev and fame. Why? Kidei lepoitram in a meiser, because they don't want to have to bring meiser. What's this all based on? I'm Rabbi Yana, because Rabbi Yana said, "Ein atevel meschayv meiser atchir pnei habayis." The only time you have to give meiser midei reisa is if the food sees the pnei habayis. Shenemar biarti akoidesh min habayis. Yochanan Amar afilu chotzer kevas. Even the chotzer shenemar v'akul b'shrechav zaveil. The bottom line is the derech rishonim were looking for ways to be obligated in meiser. The Darius HaChroinim are looking for ways to get themselves out of the obligation to give Meiser exhale. So this last Gemara, or the second to last Gemara that we learned, the Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is very, very obviously an important Gemara. Because there seemed to have been a tremendous Machloikis between Gedolei Tanaim, Rabbi Shmuel on the one hand, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai on the other hand, as far as how a person is supposed to conduct his life. what the proper balance is supposed to be between his ruchnius and between his gashmius. Rabbi Shmuel said, it says on the one hand, lo yomer seifa teir zemi picha v'hagis v'yayim v'layla, but on the other hand, it says v'yosafta digonecha. So what are you supposed to do? Hanig bohen minig derech eres. Rabbi Shmuel Yechai said no. There's one pasuk that you have to be aware of. What does v'yasafta digonecha mean? It means b'zman she'nois ritzayin shel makayim. We may not have a choice, but in terms of what the hashkafa is supposed to be, not hanig behem minig derech eretz, but rather layomish seifa teira zemi picha v'gisa b'yoyim of alayla. And then the Gemara said, Amr Abaya, as a postscript to this story or to this machloikis, let me tell you facts. Harbe asu k'rabbi Yishmael v'also b'yadam. There were many people that followed Rabbi Yishmael, and they had hatzlacha, meaning they had Torah, they had derech eretz. There were many people that followed Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and they did not have hatzlacha. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Kuf Nun Vav, Eirechayim, Achar Kach, meaning after 155 simanim in Shulchan Aruch, Yelech La'asakav, you should go to work. The Chol Torah She'eni Mamalacha, because any Torah that doesn't have work with it, soifa betela. Vigoyreris avoin. Ki oini yavirenu al das koinoi. Umikom makim says the Shulchan Aruch, lo yase malakta ikr. You shouldn't make your work primary. El aroi. Vitairos ekeva. And if you're going to do that, vizebeze iskayim biyade. If you're going to do that, everything is going to work itself out. Say the noise kela. What's the makar to this machabe? The Gemara we just learned. Brachas, daflam and heimed base. And essentially, the machabe was paskining like Rabbi Shmuel. How do you know? Because he says, Yelech La'asakav, tells you to go to work. That's Rabbi Shmuel's world. That's not a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's world. Says the Noisa Kehlem, how did the Mechaber know to Paschal like Rabbi Shmuel? Maybe the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's based on what Abaya said. Because Abaya observed that Harbe Yasu Ki Rabbi Shmuel Va'osu V'yadon. Ki Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai V'loi Yasu. What was the point? What was Abaya trying to say? Rabbi Shmuel's Mahalach works. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Harbe Yasu Ki Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai V'loi Yasu V'yadon. So even though the Gemara was never very explicitly machria that the halacha is like Rabbi Yishmael, but it's Abaya's observation of Harbi Yosef Rabbi Yishmael v'yosu b'yadon, Kirab Shim b'yachay v'lo yosu b'yadon. That was the clue to the Rishonim and then the Mechaber and the Ramah. There's no Ramah in this to tell us that the halacha is that a person, after he finishes doing what he does, yelech la'asaka, but at the same time, he should make sure that it's teiros le'ikr, it's melachta yaroi, and if he does that, zeh v'zeh yiskayim v'yodeh. Stating that, it's Yudua, that the Brisker Rav, and it's printed, it's in the Griz ala Torah, and Parshas Chayisara said a very important yisoid based on the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Shemitah v'Yovel. But first, a little bit of an introduction. The Mishnah in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph says as follows. Rameyer says, Lo'olam yilamid Adam es benoi umnes. Nekiya v'kala. A person should teach his son an umnes. But not just any umnes. An umnes nekiya v'kala. V'yispalel and ishadavin. L'misha o'ishir v'anachasim shaloy and ishadavin a lot also. Regardless, Rameyer said, Lo'olam yilamid Adam es benoi umnes. A father has an obligation to set up his son, to teach him an umnes. Says the Mishnah Vayter, there's a very long Mishnah, Rabbi Noroi said, Maniach ani kol umnes sheba'olam, ve'enim ilabed b'niya l'toyra. He heard what Rabbi Meir said, but he said, that's not what I'm going to do. Maniach ani kol umnes sheba'olam, and I'm not going to sit and teach my son a trade, but rather, I'm going to teach my son Torah. And the Briskerov asked two questions. His first question was, what's this lashon, Maniach ani kol umnes sheba'olam? Sounds like this was a personal thing that he was going to do. What do you mean, Maniach ani kol umnes sheba'olam? If Rav Neroi doesn't hold like Rav Meir, Rav Neroi holds that a father is not obligated to teach his son an umnes, but rather he could teach him Torah, they should have said that. He should have said, no, you're not obligated to. He didn't say that. He said, Maniach ani kol umnes sheba'olam. Why are we making this personal? This should be a halacha psukah that Rav Neroi should be stating in the Mishnah. Rav Neroi in a Mishnah is telling us a Mishnah, right? We don't mince words in Mishnah. This is prime real estate. So Rav Neroi in the Mishnah comes and he interjects and he says, I hear a mayor, but I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. I'm teaching my son. What does this even mean? There's the kasha. It's a pella. Because the Gemara says, Masechtas Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, who is Rav Neroi? Says the Gemara, who Rav Neroi, who Rav Meir? Rav Neroi and Rav Meir were the same person. So you have a machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Neroi. It's a machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Meir. So what's going on over here? Rav Meir says, La'olam yilamid adam es benoi umnes. And then Rav Meir says later in the Mishnah, says the Brisker Rav, that one question answers the other question.
And the Yisoyed Dvarim is as follows. He said, why Rav Meir hold you loyel milamid adam as benoy Torah? It's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. It's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. It says v'yosafta diganecha, and he held hanig behem minig derech eretz. And Rav Meir was passing like Rabbi Shmuel. And why did he passing like Rabbi Shmuel? It's because of Abaye's observation. Because har beyasu k'Rabbi Shmuel for also be adam, har beyasu k'Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai for loy also be adam. It's because Rabbi Shmuel's system works. Rav Shimon bar Yochai, har beyasu k'Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai for loy also be adam. But says the Brisker Rav, and he thinks kimedumani. He says, I think that I heard this in the name of the Vilna Gaon. Ukimedumani shiroyisi b'shem Agra. Says the Brisker Rav, but at the same time, let's be medayik to Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon HaGemara is harbe yasu k'Rav Shimon bar Yochai, v'lo yalsu b'yadam. You know what it sounds like? There was a myth of people that did like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and it did work. It was only for the harbe that it didn't work. It was for the myth that it did work. So if the whole premise for the halacha being like Rav Yishmol is harbe, what that means is it's only the halacha for the harbe. But as it relates to the miyut, the halacha doesn't have to be that way. Faket, the miyut, if they want, they can go like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And that's what Rav Neroi said in the Mishnah. Rav Neroi, Rabbi, it's the same person. First, Rav Neroi, paskin la'olam yilamid adam espanoi on this. A person should teach his son, because that's the halacha. Why is that the halacha? Because har b'yosek Rav Yishmol v'also b'yadon. Har b'yosek Rav Shimon bar Yochai v'loy also b'yadon. But at the same time, said Rav Neroi, it was only harbe. Means it was a miyut, not. Zoysay meres. The lashon of the Brisker Rav. Gam zu hamidah shorab shurim by yichoy v'chaver of midahi. It means this is also a midah. It's not the pshat, oh, we don't paskin that way, so it's out of business. No, because it wasn't a real psak. It was harbe also in this work. This didn't work. So for that moinam, this is what they're supposed to do. But that means that if you decide that you don't want to do it that way, you don't have to do it that way. And that's what Rav Neroi said. He was also teaching us halacha. You know what the halacha was? That even though I hold, I'm the same Rav Meir. But at the same time, that's only for the rabbin. You should realize that if you want, if your son wants, if you want to be mechanech your child that way, to be from the miut for whom Rav Shimon bar Yochai is going to work, it's something you have a right to do. And said the Brisker Rav, it's really a mefurish Rambam in the end of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel. The Rambam's talking about Sheva Levi, and he says that Sheva Levi has no chelik v'nachli imach. They don't work the field. They don't fight wars. What do? They sit and learn Torah. They're Shevet Levi. Yoyer mishpatach al Yaakov, esay roschal Yisrael. Hashem unach al asay. Then the Rambam says, v'loy Sheva Levi b'vah. Not only Sheva Levi, elu kol ish v'ish mikol boy yoylam. Hashenot v'rucha yoysay. V'hivinu midei libad olam lufnei Hashem l'sharsu l'avdai. He's allowed to do that. Harezet nitzkadish kodesh kadoshim v'yashem chelkoy v'nachal. What does it mean v'yashem chelkoy v'nachal? He's not going to work the field. He's not going to be chayrish b'shas charisha. He's not going to be zareh b'shas riyah. If he wants to do that, yeah. What do you mean? How does he have a right to do that? Har be'yosu k'reb shirim b'ayichay v'lo yosu b'yadam. Says the Brisker Rav, the Vilna Gaon said that this Rambam's makar was this diuk. It was only har be'yosu k'reb shirim b'ayichay v'lo yosu b'yadam. But Vaisais, there was a miyot that, yeah, and that's what Rav Neroi said in the Mishnah. That even though lo'olam ilam yadam is b'noi umnes, but as it relates to me, maniach ani kol umnes sheba'olam, v'eini melamed b'yelotur. This is a shtickel Torah from the Brisker Rav. It's the Brisker Rav in Sefer. It's the Brisker Rav ala Torah. It's in Parashas Chayesara. But if you open up a Mishnah Brura on this halacha that we mentioned earlier, in Simin Kuf Nun Vav, this is where the Mechaber Paskins like Rabbi Yishmol, the Bir Halacha says almost verbatim, not with all the raid, but almost verbatim, what the Brisker Rav says. I'll read it inside. Kosfu hasvarim. It's interesting because this is the Bir Halacha. This is a Halacha Sefer. So usually in a Halacha Sefer, we don't quote Svarim. We quote the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Shach, the Levush. No. Kosfu hasvarim shezeu nema lechala oilam. This that the Mechaber said, achar kach yeh leklas lakav. That one line. Afterwards, go to work. That one line, Kosfu hasvarim, that this is true, lechala oilam. She'en kulam yichoylam liskois lalis lemadrega ramazu liois eskam rak betoyer levada. Because most people can't live the life of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Meaning, it's not the system of Rav Shimon bar Yochai that's flawed. The system's a wonderful system. We're flawed. Aval anoshim yichidim, but there are individuals. Yuchal lihimotze b'chol eis b'yfenzeh. If they couldn't do it, they're allowed to do it. Says the Bir Halacha in brackets. V'zehu sha'amru b'brachis lamin heyam adbeis. Har be'yosu k'Rav Shimon bar Yochai v'lo yosu b'yadim ratzoloymer davka har. It's all in the Bir Halacha. V'akadosh baruch hu b'vada yamtzi lempar nasasam. Uke'en zeh kosev haram ha'perik yud gimel mehil chashmita v'yoyvlim.
So this whole shtickle Torah, everything minus the stira between Rabbi and Rabbi Roy is in five lines in the Bir Halacha. Chavetz Chaim already said it. Chavetz Chaim already acknowledged Alatar on the side of the Shulchan Aruch that even though the Gemara says Harbi Yosek Rabbi Shmuel, but at the same time the Midah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is a Midah. What's the Makar? Because the Gemara was never Machriya the Halacha. The Gemara just figured out the Halacha based on what everybody did. So what was the Metzias? Oh, Harbe, it didn't work for. But Mir, it did work for. And that remains the Halacha. That for the Harbe, no, Rabbi Yishmael. But for the Mir, yeah. And then the Bir Halacha says one interesting thing. Ubefrat. If somebody wants to sit and learn and he has someone that's willing to support him, it has nothing to do with this machloikis. Says the Bir Halacha very importantly that this machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai has nothing to do with someone that's being supported. So if someone has a system, he has a setup where he can be supported to sit and learn Torah, what does this have to do with this machloikis? This is a question where guys, he's going to be starving to death. So what's he supposed to do? So the question is, Will he merit miracles? Will he merit what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai merited? Will he have this school of Sheva Levi? But if someone has a means al piderach hateva to be supported, he has a right to do that. Yisach Hezvon, it's no different than any other contract that a person can sign. And there's no question if a person is going to be in a Yisach Hezvon relationship, this is something he could do. But just to end with one last note on this, and that is Reb Chaim Volozhin, and Nefesh HaChaim talks about this also. He talks about it in Shar Aleph. He says a lot of things. First of all, he says, Hanig ben Minig Derech Eretz is not what we think it is. Ayin Shom. But just one beautiful thing he says, and that is, you ever notice that we say in Kriyashma, and the first bracha of Kriyashma, V'haftas Hashem Alekecha, B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafcha, is beautiful. U'v'chol me'oidecha. In the second bracha of Kriya Shema, or second parish of Kriya Shema, la'habes Hashem alekeichem u'lo'avdoi, b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshechem. We don't say b'chol me'oidecha. Why not? So in the first parasha, it's very, very similar. The first parasha is b'chol levavcha, u'v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol me'oidecha. Then we mention levavcha and nafshecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, we don't say b'chol meyadecha. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, because there's one important difference between the first parasha of Kriyashma and the second parasha of Kriyashma. The first parasha of Kriyashma was written by Lashon Yachid. V'yahafta es Hashem alekecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol meyadecha. This is all Lashon Yachid. This is all Lashon Yachid. The second parasha is V'hoyim Shemaya Tishmu'u. It's Lashon Rabbim. Asher Neichim Mitzah Ve'eschem. La'avas Hashem Elokeichem. U'lovdei B'chol Levavchem. U'v'chol Nafshechem. We're talking to the Rabbim. What does Mo'idecha mean? B'chol Mamoincha. The Yachid is Shayach to serve Hashem B'chol Mo'idecha. The Yachid is Shayach to give up on his Parnasa. He's going to sit and he's just going to be a Shevet Levi. The Miut are Shayach to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But the Rabbim, Harbi Yosek, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, will also be Adam. That's why in the second parish of Kriya Shema, where it's the Lashon Rabbim, we don't say B'chol Mo'idechem. Because when you're talking to the Rabbim can serve Hashem B'chol Levavchem, they can serve Hashem B'chol Nafshechem, but B'chol Mo'idechem, that's not something they're Shayach to. It's only the first parish of Kriya Shema. The Ahavta, B'chol Levavchem, B'chol Nafshechem, there, B'Lashon Yochid, you could even say, U'v'chol Mo'idechem.